President Biden and former President Trump comfortably won their presidential primaries yesterday in a handful of states, but there were notable protest votes against both men. Instead of picking Trump, 14% of Republican voters in Connecticut picked Nikki Haley, who dropped out of the race a month ago. Same in New York and Rhode Island and the swing state of Wisconsin, where 13% picked Haley over Trump. And while Democrats might be crowing about that, voters delivered a protest message to Biden too. 15% of Democratic primary voters in Rhode Island marked uncommitted to protest Biden's support for Israel's war against Hamas. And in Wisconsin, more than 47,000 voters picked uninstructed, in a state which Biden won by roughly 20,000 votes back in 2020. University of Wisconsin-Madison political science professor Barry Burden joins us. And Barry, you were at a polling place yesterday. What did you see?
Yeah, it was. I visited a couple of polling places. This was in the middle of a blizzard, so it was a challenging day to hold an in-person election. It really varied, I would say, from one polling place to another. It was interesting that turnout in the Republican primary was almost equal to that in the Democratic primary. Both of them had about 600,000 votes cast. So I think that's a sign of the real parity the parties have reached in Wisconsin, and suggest this is going to be another close general election.
So, Barry, the protest vote organizers on the Democratic side had hoped for 20,000 uninstructed votes, but in fact, they got almost 50,000. That seems significant. Have you seen kind of a protest vote like this in previous primaries where, you know, it's almost safe to be able to come out and vote on one issue because the candidate is chosen or we know who the candidate will be? So here's a chance to democratically make a statement. Is that something that we've seen before?
We have not, especially using this uninstructed option on the ballot in so many states, including in Wisconsin. That's not been a vehicle for protest much in the past. Often the protest vote has happened for other candidates. So someone like Bernie Sanders, who had essentially dropped out of the race in 2020, by the time the primary got to Wisconsin, there was still a substantial vote for him. But the protest vote seems more specific and focused. And so it's something certainly for the campaigns to attend to in a way they have not in the past.
Let's talk about messaging. Trump held a rally in Wisconsin last night, his first in nearly 2 years, where he said some pretty incendiary things about migrants. Let's listen.
All over the world, they're coming. They're country changing, country threatening, and they're country wrecking. They're destroying our country.
Yet, as we and others have reported, most recent economic statistics have shown that immigrants have in fact enabled the labor market to grow. So despite evidence to the contrary, is Trump's strategy of incendiary and hateful language towards migrants and immigration resonating with people in Wisconsin?
It is certainly resonating with his base. You know, most of them rate inflation and immigration, the two I's, as their top two issues. Very different from the kinds of concerns that Democrats and even independent voters have. Even in a state like Wisconsin, which is not near the southern border, does not have a large number of immigrants relative to other states, it's something that Republicans are animated about, and Trump is trying to reinforce that as we head into the general election campaign.
And then on the Democratic side, this week, Biden released ads in Wisconsin and other swing states that hit Trump on abortion rights.
In 2016, Donald Trump ran to overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, in 2024, he's running to pass a national ban on a woman's right to choose.
Trump didn't mention abortion at his rally in Green Bay. Can you tell right now if Biden's winning over those Haley voters in Wisconsin, you know, who might actually lean more to supporting abortion with this kind of messaging?
Yeah, there is some potential for the Biden campaign there, and abortion has really been a source of fuel for Democrats in Wisconsin since the Dobbs decision was handed down in the summer of 2022. It helped change the majority on the state Supreme Court just a year ago from conservative to liberal, and it has really energized Democrats. Wisconsin is a state where the Dobbs decision was quite consequential because there was abortion access at several clinics before that ruling, and then there was none. And because Democrats feel as though they're on the winning side of that issue, according to polls, I expect them to continue priming the pump and hoping to win over suburban voters, Haley supporters, and others.
Mm. Now, I want to ask you about support for independents. Robert Kennedy Jr., did he have support in Wisconsin?
Well, the polling is showing he has some support. It's still quite early, and many voters don't know much about him besides his name and maybe the advertisement they saw during the Super Bowl. I believe he's working on ballot access in the state. Meanwhile, No Labels, the group that's hoping to have a bipartisan ticket, says they have enough signatures to be on the ballot in Wisconsin, and there may be others, including Jill Stein, who has run a couple of times. So that is certainly a set of complicating factors as big or bigger maybe than the protest votes that happened in the primary yesterday. Both major party campaigns are going to have to figure out how to woo those voters and keep them from cutting into their margins.
Barry Burden is a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Thank you, Barry.
And thank you.